Thank you, Dr. Wingate, for the introduction, and I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to present at APHA this year. And I'm working on this project with my advisor, Dr. Sandra Hofer. Okay, so I have no financial conflicts of interest to report. So let's begin with the background of the problem. Preterm birth, well, this is defined as like less than birth at less than 37 weeks of gestation, and it's a major risk factor for infant mortality and morbidity. And from the years 2000 to 2005, the percentage of preterm births in the U.S. Has increased to roughly about 12.7%, and in 2012, about 11% of infants were born preterm in the U.S. And smoking during gestation is linked to a higher rate of preterm birth. And smoking rates among pregnant women are currently declining, although still about 10% of women in pregnancy smoke cigarettes. So for the objectives of the present study, this study currently investigates two research questions. And the first one is, not smoking at all in pregnancy associated with a lower risk of preterm birth, then smoking only in the first trimester of pregnancy. And the second question is, in which trimesters does smoking have the greatest impact on preterm birth when compared with smoking in the first trimester and then just quitting smoking? So the methods used in the study, well, what we did is that we analyzed the 2008 NCHS cohort-linked birth data set, which was basically was just a randomly drawn sample of a million births, which represent all births registered in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. And the study, we only took into account singleton birth data from states which have adapted the revised standardized birth certificate by 2008, which is roughly about 65% of all births in the certificate since 2003. And every few years, the U.S. Standard Certificate of Live Birth undergoes revisions. There are about 11 revisions in the 20th century. It's done about every 10 to 15 years. And, of course, it always focuses on improving some data collection and improving variables and all that. This recently basically included the timing of tobacco use in pregnancy, and it focused on the trimester of pregnancy and smoking. So for our measures, our dependent variable was preterm birth, and we divided into two subcategories, gestation under 37 weeks and 37 weeks and over. And for our independent variables, we took into account smoking during pregnancy, which was divided into categories of no smoking at all, smoked in the first trimester only, which was our reference category, smoked in the first and second trimesters, smoked in all three trimesters, smoked in trimesters one and three only, or did not smoke in the first trimester, but smoked in the second only, or in the second and third trimesters, or in the third trimester only. So for our confounding variables, we just took into account maternal race, ethnicity, education, age, marital status, and parity. And we used logistic regression analysis to determine odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals. So our sample, how do we describe our sample? Well, we only took into account singleton births in the study, which in this data set, they comprise about 10.53%. A little over 90% of women did not smoke at all during pregnancy, and only about 1.3% smoked only in the first trimester, and about 0.5% smoked only in the first two trimesters, and about 7.5% of women smoked throughout the entire pregnancy, so in all three trimesters. And in terms of race and ethnicity, most mothers were white, followed by Hispanic, Black, Asian, and American Indian. So the results. First, we took into account analysis of smoking without control variables, and then we took into account control variables, so we adjusted for them. So for the unadjusted model, as we can see here, our first trimester is our reference category, and if the mothers didn't smoke at all, they had a 10% lower risk of preterm birth, and which was also statistically significant. And if they smoked in the first and second trimesters, they had a 70% higher risk of preterm birth. And if they smoked in all three trimesters, the risk was only 19% higher. And those results were statistically significant. So now for the adjusted model, after we adjusted and took into account our confounding variables, we noticed that as compared to the first trimester, women who smoked in the first and second trimesters, that means that if they smoked well into the second trimester, their risk of preterm birth was 65% higher. And if they smoked in all three trimesters, this was only 17% higher. And results also were statistically significant. So the strengths and limitations of this study. Well, the strength of the study is that it was a large, randomly selected and diverse sample of 1 million live births in a population cohort. And multiple variables and potential confounders in the data set were taken into account and adjusted for. Now, the main limitation of this study, data was for only 65% of all birth certificates, which was revised back in 2003. So to conclude, not smoking at all in pregnancy basically just gives no difference at all in the risk of preterm birth when compared to smoking only in the first trimester of pregnancy after adjusting for other risk factors. And I think the take-home message here in this study is that smoking in both the first and second trimesters of pregnancy is associated with a substantially higher risk of preterm birth, this being 65% higher, as compared to mothers who smoked only in the first trimester of pregnancy. And if they smoked in all three trimesters, this was only associated with only a slightly higher risk of only 17%. So for policy implications of this study, judging from the results, interventions facilitating smoking cessation implemented early in pregnancy, and I'm stressing early in pregnancy here in the first trimester, has the strongest effect on reducing preterm births. Now, this suggests an impact of those who smoke into the second trimester and not those who just quit in the first. So this is consistent with possibly a hypothesis of an underlying physiological mechanisms. Possibly this may be, we're not exactly sure, I mean, judging from the literature out there, that peak placental vascular development takes place during the second trimester of pregnancy. And every pregnant mother should be given the advice to help and quit because it does matter. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Yeah, if we don't know the statistical differences between those odds ratios, although it does seem kind of strange that if the mother does smoke in throughout all three trimesters that she has a lower risk, but we didn't test this this difference statistically.
Well, the reason I bring it up is when I look at that, if I see results like that, the first thing I would think of is what's the quality of my data, and is there any literature that's actually validated the smoking by trimester variable on the birth certificate that we can point to get a sense of, you know, how reliable the variable you're using really is.
Right.
I think the other thing that pops into my head is thinking through kind of conceptually when the preterm delivery happens. And so you kind of censored out, you know, the folks that have already, that if they're not making it to the third trimester to smoke because they were delivered preterm, I would just say sort of think about that and maybe including that.
Or even, you know, just do a different kind of analysis of one line of fetus is at risk, or maybe a Kaplan-Meier analysis where you go, you know, time to delivery as the outcome. That might help to, because your exposure, you don't have it as fine as you have weeks of gestation.
Okay.
Other questions, comments? One other thought that I had on your limitations, I think mentioning self-report of smoking,
right,
and kind of the racial differences with that.
Right. That's a good that's a good point, because there could be some like recall bias or reporting bias in the birth certificate data.
Sure.
Right.
Other
questions,
comments?
Yes.
I
just
want
to
ask,
how do you find the smoking by trimester?
This was taken from the birth certificate data. When mothers fill out the birth certificate after the birth of their child, they state in which trimester they smoked. But of course, we don't know. I mean, this could also be subject to recall bias or any other biases or anything like that, reporting bias.
Thank you.